The controversial issue of access to the beaches of Barbados came under scrutiny in Parliament last night. MP Marsha Cattle, who is also a minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs, called for clarity on the issue.
I think that it is, and Minister, I really don't mean to put you on the spot in this regard, but I'm asking because at the end of the day, we are here to represent Barbadians. And to be able to defend the patrimony of this country, and even from an investment perspective, as I want investment and growth, and that is the reason I work in this ministry, the reason I am here in this honorable place is because of regular Barbadians from St. Michael's South Central who put me here and who want to enjoy their access to the beach.
The minister being put on the spot was Blue Economy and Maritime Affairs Minister Kirk Humphrey, who said the law is very clear. Any person blocking such access to the beach is breaking the law.
Even though you may own to the high water mark, public access is guaranteed. So you should not be violating the rights of Barbadians to have access to the beach.
He also explained that the management of the law in this regard rests with the National Conservation Commission under the Ministry of the Environment. Conceding that the legislation needs to be strengthened, Minister Humphrey opined that even so, the NCC still has the power to act, and he urged that it enforce the law in stronger terms on what he saw as a minority of property owners who believe that they are above the law.
Anybody who knows the Minister for St. Michael East would know that there is no way that he is going to allow anybody to feel that they can own the beach to the extent where they deny the average Barbadian from granting for having access to the beach. I am more than comfortable that he will address this matter, that we've already started addressing the matter. We've had meetings with the Honorable Member for St. James North, the Minister of Tourism, myself, the Honorable Minister responsible for the NCC. So it's a conversation that is ongoing, but I would let Dr. Brewster speak to some of the more intricate details of the legislation, if necessary.
He's referring to the head of the Coastal Zone Management Unit, Dr. Leo Brewster.
As has been rightfully identified, you have property owners that are taking it upon themselves from about 7 o'clock in the morning or earlier to put down a minimum of 5 rows of beach chairs, literally stretching from in front of their property all the way down to the high water mark, to exclude the public from being able to use the free space of the beach area comfortably and freely, which means, therefore, that any person that wants to walk on the beach has to walk on the wet sand, the area of run-up on the beach where you call the foreshore. Okay, so the dry beach area, which is normally the area where people like to come and recreate and use, is being prevented from being used by the public because of things like beach chairs and other activities that are going on.
And that's not all.
The other thing that you find is that in other areas, once again in places like Carlisle Bay, because you do have vacant lands adjacent to properties that already are establishments in operation, those persons do not retain the beach chairs within the curtilage of their frontage of their property. But they extend on either side laterally because there's nothing next door to them. Yeah. So therefore, you will now have a property that may have had a 50 or 100 meter frontage extending in excess of 150 meters or 175 meters because they've put chairs on either side of them because no one is next door to them, right? Further taking up space, and that is a space that technically NCC may be able to allocate for persons in a public situation to be able to rent beach chairs on, because as it stands right there and now, there's no property associated, no operational business associated with the property because it's a vacant lot.
He also gave some hint of what is likely to come in new legislation.
The level of negotiation that has to take place at the level of the NCC is something that has to be becoming more and more a mandated position where the legislation can be enforced. But as I said before, the high water mark is really and truly to identify a point of ownership of land as a measuring point from the seaward end to measure setback distances for development and construction purposes, as well as a generalized ownership. But because of the way how the NCC legislation is structured, it grants NCC the right to manage the space 30 meters from high water mark landward.
This has been Sadriqua's Early Business.